Thanks for having us tonight. It's lovely to be here. Thank you for all your support. Just sent you my wee thank you for the Christmas stuff. Eventually, I felt so guilty that you hadn't received it yet, so I thought I better send it before I come. So thanks for your support, and I believe you've got some tins for us tonight too. That's amazing. That's wonderful. And don't forget the Easter eggs. We'll be collecting those too. So you don't get any peace, do you? But it's good to be with you. Thanks for all your prayers. We're excited about a wee new video ministry that we have. It's on Facebook and YouTube. Just type Ray Keelty into YouTube and you'll get all the videos up. But type K-E-I, not K-I-E. If you get it wrong, you'll get Zoe Salmon and New Jersey football. Make sure you spell it right in YouTube. So thanks for having us again. And it's this wee subject you've given me about the curtain tonight. And we're going to read in the book of Exodus, chapter 26, about the curtain or the veil, as Lindsay called it. Exodus chapter 26. Verse 31, make a curtain of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and finely twisted linen with cherubim worked into it by a skilled craftsman, and hang it with gold hooks on four posts of acacia wood, overlaid with gold, standing on four silver bases. Hang the curtain from the clasps. Place the Ark of the Testimony behind the curtain. The curtain will separate the holy place from the most holy place. Put the atonement cover on the Ark of the Testimony in the most holy place. Place the table outside the curtain on the north side of the tabernacle, and put the lampstand opposite it on the south side. A friend of mine was saying this morning that his wife's away for the weekend and he's been painting and he has to hang some curtains before she gets back. So that's what we have here, all these hooks and hanging of this curtain or of this veil. Okay, we'll have our little slides up, can we? You'll see the Jesus bus there. Let out a big cheer for the Jesus bus. But here it is. Last summer, some young folks asked us if they could borrow it to go way down to Soul Survivor, way down in Somerset, and that's the Jesus bus down at Soul Survivor. And these young lads are having fun dressing up. But they're not all carry-on, because we had a lovely worship time, and they get the guitar, when these guys get the guitars out and start worshiping the Lord, it is absolutely fantastic. And they taught us some fantastic songs. And we had a lovely night with them last summer. It was absolutely tremendous. And they went down to Soul Survivor, and it was camping. This isn't working. I'm afraid. Can we have the next one, please? Right, thank you. Okay. Camping, and young folks love camping. Us older ones, we get a bit, our old back starts to go. I think my camping days are over, but the young folks, they love the camping and that. They don't mind the snakes and the spiders and all that. Sure you don't. But it's great fun just to be camping. And so they're all in tents. And, of course, at night it's lit up and there's security and everything. But it's great to be away on camping and gathering round to hear the word of God in a big tent. You see, so you've got all these little tents everywhere, and you've got in the middle, you've got this huge big tent, okay? And what they do is, of course, they have sessions for learning the Word of God and worshiping the Lord in the big tent. So you've got this big tent in the middle of camp and all these little tents round about it. And it reminded me just of what we have here, of course, in the book of Exodus. We have all these little tents, and in the middle we have the big tent, God's tent. And this is what we have. That's an artist's impression of what it may have looked like, with all the tents of Israel camping in their tribes. And in the very center, we have God's amazing tent, and it's curtained off with all these different kinds of curtains, and it has all these different kinds of furniture, and you'll know more about it than I do, because you've been studying it every week. And in the very center of God's tent, of course, we have God's presence over the most holy place, the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of the Testimony, as it's called here, and the mercy seat, or the atonement cover,